Today we not only celebrate the Lord's Day, but today we also celebrate the 34th year or anniversary of the foundation, no? Founding of the CEC. The CEC, the Charismatic Episcopal Church, is our communion. Okay? So pag tinatanong tayo, are you Catholics? We say, yes, we are Catholics, but not under the Roman Rite. We belong to the Charismatic Episcopal Rite. Okay? So yun ang tamang sagot doon. And 34 years ago, nag-start itong CEC. And I'm so glad, I'm so blessed that I am part of its beginning. Naging bahagi ako ng pag-uumpisa na to. So 34 years pa lang ang communion natin. So babying baby pa tayo, no? As a church, we are a baby church, okay? 34 years only. And the other churches that we have around us, like the Roman Catholic, they have been here for a very long time already. Okay, those are our brothers. They belong to the different rite, but we belong to the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. So today we celebrate that. Ang araw talaga ng foundation day natin is June 26, but we celebrate it on a Sunday closest to June 26. Yan ang celebration natin. So we thank God that we are a communion. I know that God has a plan, has a purpose for each and every one of us. But those plans and purposes will not be fulfilled unless we come together in a community. I look at our communion, the CEC, parang boat yan, parang barko. And, you know, to get to where God wants us to go, to fulfill His plans and purposes in our lives, we have to get into that boat. Amen? Magkakasama tayo. Because there is no other way for us to fulfill God's plans and purpose in our life unless we take part in that community which He provides for us. No one will fulfill His purpose alone. We have to be in community. And so there is hope in us. We may fail sometimes, we may make mistakes sometimes, but as long as we stay within that boat will carry us to the other side. Remember what Jesus said to the apostles, sabi niya, let us cross to the other side. And they got into the boat, binagyo sila, there was a severe storm, but they were able to make it to the other side. I see our church as that boat, okay? I know God has a purpose for my life, but in order for me to fulfill that purpose, I have to be in this boat, in this community. So salamat sa Diyos. We are thanking God that today He has placed us in this community where we would be able to fulfill His plans and purposes for our lives. Now, this community is far from perfect. It is not a perfect community because there is no parish community that is perfect. Bakit hindi perfect ang church natin? Kasi tayong lahat hindi perfect. Walang isa sa atin na perfect. Your bishop is not perfect. The sheep that belongs to this flock is not perfect. And so even though we are not perfect, since it was God who brought us together, our coming together as a community, yung pagmamahalan natin, that is our holiness. Our holiness does not come from perfection. It comes from us loving each other, learning to love each other. Saan ba tayo matututo magmahal? Sa community natin. Our family is also our community. It's part of our parish community. Where do you learn to love? Within that community. In that community, this is where you learn to forgive. Amen? Natututo tayo magpatawad. Dito sa simbahan na to, You know, once in a while, we rub elbows, we step on each other's feet, and yet, at the end of the day, we say, I'm sorry, and someone has to say, I forgive you. Okay? So, hindi perfect ang community. Minsan, nagkakabanggaan tayo, pero, importante, natuto tayong magpatawad. Ganon din ang pamilya. There is no perfect family. Okay? In that family, there will be conflicts. May magkakaroon ng mga conflict yung family na yan. But what makes that family special is that it has the ability to forgive each other. Amen? Yun ang importante talaga. Okay. We go to our gospel today. It's very important because our gospel today, we continue with the teachings of Jesus about being missionaries, you know. The church is a missionary church. If the church does not go out on mission, then it is not the church na in-establish ni Lord. Okay? So all of us, we are expected to go into the world and preach the gospel. Not only in words, but preach the gospel through our daily living. Amen? Kaya missionary tayo. Ang buhay natin points to Christ. It should point to Christ. That's why we go into the world. We don't keep our faith to ourselves only. We do not make our faith something that is private. Yan ang nangyayari sa mundo ngayon. Kung anong relihiyon mo, ano yung pananampalataya mo, taguin mo lang. You know? Don't share it with anyone. Just keep it to yourself. Make your faith private. That is contrary to what Jesus said to us. Sabi niya, you go. You go and preach the gospel. That is what our faith, that is where our faith hinges, in the gospel of our Lord. Amen? May nagtanong sa akin, ano ba yung gospel? You know, what is the gospel? And so many people, you know, try to define what the gospel is. Well, there's only one thing. The gospel is Jesus Christ. Amen? You want to preach the gospel, then you have to talk about Jesus. Okay? Because Jesus himself is the good news for the world. Okay? Kaya nga importante may relasyon tayo sa Diyos. Okay? Relasyon kay Kristo so that when we go out, we're able to talk about Him. Maybe not in our words. May mga nagsasabi, hindi ako magaling bishop magturo. Well, it's okay. Just live out what you believe. Amen? And they will see Christ in you. They will see what Jesus is teaching in you. And this is very important. So it's about being sent out as missionaries. And in the heart of that command of the Lord, sabi niya, the church, you go into the world, you know, preach the gospel, and sabi niya, make disciples of all nations. Okay? Yun ang purpose ng gospel. The gospel, we don't just preach it so people can go to heaven. We don't preach the gospel so that people will believe in Jesus and that's it. No. We preach the gospel so that people will know Christ and they will follow Christ. Amen? That's why importante rin that we make disciples. Okay? You teach people, yes, of course. But to disciple people means that you're going to mentor them. You're going to groom them. You're going to be with them to take care of them until Christ in them would manifest also. The Christ-like character will also be formed in them. Yan din ang isang purpose bakit tayo nagmi-mission to make disciples of all nations. But I'll tell you this, if you are not a disciple of Christ, you cannot make disciples of others. You cannot. Only a disciple of Jesus can make disciples for Jesus also. So kaya tingnan din natin ang buhay natin. Before we go out to make disciples, we have to evaluate our lives. Are we disciples of Jesus? And today, our gospel confronts us with this. Okay? etong gospel natin na yun, mapapatanong talaga tayo, disciple ba ako ni Lord o wala lang akong magawa sa buhay ko kaya nagpupunta ako sa simbahan? You know? Why are we here? Bakit tayo nagsisimba sa araw na to? Why are we here inside the church? Amen? Is it because I am a disciple of Christ? I am someone that is being groomed to follow Christ, groomed to become like Jesus? Or I'm just here for the show. I'm just here for the time being. You know, wala akong magawa, so nandito ako sa simbahan. Hindi po ganyan. Okay? And so the gospel today speaks of discipleship. Very important. But when you talk of discipleship, okay, hindi yan mababaw na bagay. You know, may mga tao na nagustuhan nila yung teaching ng isang simbahan. They come to a church and they like the teaching and they say, I am a disciple of Jesus. Dahil nagustuhan mo lang yung teaching, disciple ka na. Okay? Ay, kinausap ako ng isang brother natin sa church. Pumunta siya sa bahay, kumain kami. Disciple ako ni Lord. You know? To be a disciple of Christ, we have to, again, look deeper than just coming to church, than just talking to other Christians. The discipleship, the Christian discipleship, it's much more than that. Okay? So the gospel this Sunday outlines the radical demands. When I say radical, it's masyadong malalim. The demands of Christian discipleship. Ito yung pag-uusapan natin. What does it take or what do I do to become a disciple of Jesus? That is something we need to understand. Jesus asked his followers to put him first. Ito yung gospel natin. Anyone who does not love, okay? Anyone who does not love his father, anyone who loves his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not love, who loves his children, son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Tingnan mo yan. That is what it takes to become a disciple of Christ. If you love your mother and father more than Jesus, sabi niya, then you are not worthy to be a disciple. If you love your children more than you love Christ, then you are not worthy of Jesus. Now listen carefully. Kasi dito pa lang marami nang ayaw makinig dito sa gospel na to. Is Jesus trying to tell us na huwag natin mahalin yung magulang natin? Okay? You know, you look at children, titingnan yung mga bata, yung parents nila mean the world to them. Pag kinuha mo lang yung nanay at tatay nila, malayo lang sila ng konti sa nanay at tatay lang, umiiyak na yung mga bata. You know? Ayaw ba ni Lord na yung mga bata, mahal nila yung magulang nila? At sa mga magulang dito, ang sabi ni Lord, if you love your children, your son and daughter more than me, then you are not worthy of me. Is Jesus trying to tell parents na huwag niyo mahalin yung mga anak niyo masyado? Yan ba yung inuutos ni Lord? Okay, yan ba yung sinasabi niya sa atin? When it comes to discipleship, I believe God respects that command, honor your father and mother. Siya nag-utos niyan. Okay? I believe in that command, in that teaching that Jesus is teaching about discipleship, He's not saying that we should not love our parents. And He's not telling parents not to love your children. But I think this is the message of God. The first point, God is teaching us, Jesus is teaching us, to put God first in your life. Okay? At first glance, Jesus' statement about loving him more than father and mother or child sounds incredibly harsh. Napakalupit naman itong utos sa atin. However, Jesus is not asking us to love our families less. Rather, he is calling us to love God first, so that every other love is rightly ordered. When Christ takes center stage, our relationships are purified, protected from unhealthy attachments, and freed from the pressure to fulfill needs that only God can meet. What does it mean? Meron tayong tinatawag na vertical relationship and itong horizontal relationship. Ito yung relasyon natin sa kaibigan natin, relasyon natin sa asawa natin, relasyon natin sa anak natin, relasyon natin sa magulang natin. All our relationships here on earth, that's the horizontal aspect. And meron tayong tinatawag na vertical aspect of the relationship, our relationship with our Creator. Okay? Sinasabi ba ni Lord dito na ibaliwala nyo itong relasyon nyo dito sa mundo? Ito lang ang importante. He's not saying that. What he's saying is, this relationship, you have to be careful na ito talaga yung number one mo. Why? Pag baluktot ang relasyon mo sa Diyos, then all your relationships on earth, lahat ng relasyon mo dito sa mundo, will become unhealthy and disordered. Amen? I remember the story of a man na kasama natin sa church. Bago niya nakilala ang Lord, before he met the Lord, you know, he had a family. He had a business. Mayaman siya. He has everything in life. Kaya yun ang problema minsan pag nandyan na sa'yo lahat ng mga magaganda at mabuting bagay, hindi mo na kailangan ng Diyos. So he doesn't see any need for God. He has everything. He has a wonderful family. He has a wonderful business. He has everything. He made it big. But there was a problem. Sabi niya, hindi ko pa nakilala si Lord. Maganda naman yung asawa ko, pero naghahanap pa rin ako ng girlfriend. So may girlfriend pa rin siya. Ang sabi naman ng asawa niya, basta yung pera mo nandito lang sa bahay, kahit ilan pa yung girlfriend mo. Parang nasanay na lang yung asawa. Ay, pigilan mo yan, ganun pa nang gagawin. And that's his relationship with his wife. And he spends more time in his business. He goes out with his friends. He goes out with clients. Nag-golf sila. Kailan pag gusto mong kumita ng marami, dapat tumambay ka rin doon sa mga may pera din, di ba? Makipaghalubilo ka rin sa mga mayayaman so that you will have opportunities for business. So ang priority niya is yung business niya and his clients and friends. And so, habang lumalaki na yung mga bata, the children are growing up not close to their father. O minsan, nag-aaway-aaway sila sa bahay and everything. Everything was in trouble. And yung mga relasyon niya sa kaibigan niya, ang tingin niya sa kaibigan niya, yung pwede niyang makuhaan. You know, sometimes we have friends and the friends that we have, we look at them as people that we can gain from. Gagamitin lang natin to further advance ourselves. We only use friends and we use people para sa kapakanan natin. Ganyan lang tingin natin sa tao. And this man, he was telling me the story. Sabi niya, ganyan ako. Yan ang buhay ko. Until na nagkagulo na ang pamilya niya. And you know, the wife decided to leave him. Iwanan na siya ng asawa niya. And nung nawala yung asawa niya, dinala yung mga anak niya. Then he realized in his life that the most important thing in his life are his family. Yun lang, wala na yung pamilya niya, iniwan na siya. And see, he lost so many things. He even lost some of his clients, bumagsak yung negosyo niya. And at the lowest point of his life, suddenly the Lord came into the picture. And he met the Lord. He met Jesus. Nung iniwan na siya ng mga kaibigan niya, iniwan na siya ng pamilya niya, nakilala niya si Jesus. And when he realized that this Jesus, our God, all the while na hindi mo siya kilala, all the while na hindi ka lumalapit, nandun lang palagi, buntot ng buntot sa'yo, hinahanap ka dahil mahal na mahal ka. Then he realized that. When he realized that, he fell in love with God. Nahulog yung loob niya sa Diyos. Diba? Kagayan din ng kwento ng marami sa atin dito. The goodness of the Lord brings men to repentance. Yung kabaitan ng Diyos, yung kagandahang loob ng Diyos, yun ang naghahatak sa atin lumapit sa Kanya. Pero kailan natin ma-experience yan? Minsan na-experience lang natin yung kagandahan ng loob ng Diyos kung iniwan na tayo ng lahat. Eh, yun masakit minsan. And so, nung nawala na lahat sa kanya, yung business niya, yung family niya, yung mga kaibigan niya, then he met the Lord and he fell in love with the Lord and he started to follow Jesus every day in his life, wanted to serve Jesus. Pumunta siya sa simbahan, eh, hindi naman siya tinatanggap doon maging worker, napakayaman niya eh. So sabi niya, taga-arrange lang ako ng upuan. So when he comes to church, na-arrange para makapag-serve lang kay Lord, you know, because when you fall in love with someone, you like to serve that person. Yun yung nangyari sa kanya. He fell in love with God so much that there was a change in his life. Hindi niya napansin may nagbabago sa buhay niya. Ganyan kasi ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. The love of God is redemptive. The love of God can draw you away from what destroyed you back to himself. And so, he fell in love with God, at God became the center of his life now. Dati business, dati ito, then God became the center of his life. Suddenly, God is now his first love and only love. Na-discover niya na. And to make the story short, what happens is his wife was so attracted to him because he has changed so much na in love yung asawa niya sa kanya ulit. At bumalik yung asawa niya, kasama yung mga anak niya. They were so attracted to him. Why? Because he has changed. Why has he changed? Because he has learned to put God first in his life. Nung inayos niyang relasyon niya sa Diyos, you know what happened? Lahat ng relasyon niya dito sa mundo, naayos din. Because if our relationship with God, if we will not put God first, yan ang demand ng Diyos sa atin. If you're going to have a relationship with me, I should be first. Amen? If you're going to have a relationship with God, I want your whole heart. Hindi yung kalahati ng puso mo akin, kalahati sa iba. Hindi. Ang sabi ng Diyos, pag nakikipagrelasyon ka sa akin, yung buong puso mo akin. Bakit naman? Ang lupit naman ng Diyos na yan. Napaka-selfish naman. Buong puso ko sa kanya. Bakit? Kasi buong puso din siya pag nagbigay. When he gives you not half of his heart, not three-fourths of his heart. When God loves you, God gives you his whole heart. Ganyan magmahal ang Diyos. Kaya sabi niya, kung magmamahalan tayo, ganun ka rin. Anyone who does not love his father and mother, okay? Anyone who loves his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. So that's the first demand. To be a disciple of Christ, we have to put God first. He's not telling us to love our family less. No, he's telling us to love God more. to put God in the center and the Lord becomes first in your life. When you begin to do that, God will take care of your relationships here. Kaya itong tao na to na kinikwento ko sa inyo, nung matanda na siya, nag-uusap kami, sabi niya, I'm falling in love with my wife every day. Sabi, hindi ko maintindihan, ba't na mahal ko yung asawa ko dati? Hindi kami nagmamahalan. Ngayon, na mahal ko yung asawa ko. Why? Because you fell in love with God. And the more you fall in love with God, the more you put God first, God will bring your family close to you. Ilalapit din ng Diyos yung mga taong meron kang relasyon sa kanila. Yung hindi mo kayang sa pagmahal sa asawa mo, gagawa ng Lord ng paraan yan. Okay? You'll be able to love your wife. Why? Simply, you put Him first in your life. You put Him in the center of your heart, then He takes care of your other relationships here on earth. Amen? Now, the second thing we can learn from the gospel today. Ang sabi niya, anyone who does not take up his cross is not worthy of me. So the second thing about discipleship. First one, the cause of discipleship, God has to be first in your life. Amen? The second demand for you to be a disciple of Jesus is that you have to take up your cross. Amen? Amen. Kasi pag sinabi natin cross, parang allergic tayo sa cross. No? Ayaw natin ang cross. A cross speaks of sacrifice. It talks about suffering and we don't want that at all. But if you are a disciple of Jesus, the cross should be a vital part of your life. Dapat hindi ka naninibago sa suffering, dapat hindi ka nananibago sa sacrifice. That should be the tone of your life if you are going to be a disciple of Christ. Jesus states that whoever does not take up their cross is not worthy of Him. The cross here is often misunderstood as simply dealing with the random inconveniences of life. Okay? Akala natin lahat ng pagdurusa, lahat ng suffering ay cross. You know? Pagising sa umaga, masakit yung tuhod mo, masakit yung balakang mo, sabihin mo, ay nako, ito ang cross ko. Ito na ang cross ko. Hindi po cross yan. Arthritis po yan sa kakakain ng maraming baboy. Okay? At sasabihin mo ng Lord, Lord, pinapasan ko tong cross ko. Okay? That is an inconvenience of your life. That is not a cross. What are the inconveniences that we have? Okay? One of my inconveniences, dati hindi ganito, ngayon sa edad ko, pag may tumawag sa akin sa likod, sasabihin, Bishop, dati yung ulo ko lilingon lang yan. Ngayon hindi ko kaya, hanggang dyan lang yung ulo ko. So pag may tumawag sa akin sa likod, ganyan ako. Buong katawan iikot. Okay? Dahil masakit na yung leeg ko pag baka hindi na bumalik. You see? We have so many inconveniences. Okay? Dati ang bilis-bilis ko tumakbo. Dati ang bilis-bilis ko bumaba sa hagdanan. Ngayon hindi na. Dahan-dahan na. Okay? Is that a cross? Because many Christians will say, konting hirap lang sa buhay, ay, may cross ako. Ay, Bishop, may cross ako. Cross ko na yan. Hindi po yan. Anong sinasabi dito ni Lord? That you have to take up your cross daily. What is a cross? Okay? The cross represents the cost of faithful love. It is what we carry when we choose patience over bitterness. The cross is what you carry when you choose truth over dishonesty and mercy over retaliation. Ano ibig sabihin ng cross? etong cross, ito yung sakit, ito yung suffering na naranasan mo pag ikaw ay talagang nagmamahal ng lubos. Amen? That's why there are some people who don't want to love so much. Masasaktan lang ako eh. You know? Gusto sana kitang mahalin, pero nasaktan na ako noon. So hindi na lang akong lubos-lubos magmahal because I have been hurt in the past. No. That's the cross. Bakit napako siya sa cross? Dahil sa pagmamahal sa atin. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave Him over to die on the cross. Why? Because He loves us so much. When a mother wakes up every morning, pinapakain yung mga anak niya, habang nag-aaral yung mga anak, kompleto yung pagkain nila, pag-uwi nila sa bahay, pagod na pagod yung nanay, maghuhugas pa rin ang pinggan, yung mga anak nandun lang, nagsa-study. Ito, napakasakit na nakita ko, the most painful thing. Yung kamay ng nanay, hindi na malambot, matigas na sa kalalaban ng mga uniform, sa kakahugas ng pinggan, sa kaluluto. Pag-graduate ng bata, college, sinabihan niya yung nanay niya, Nay, huwag lang kayo pumunta sa graduation, ha? Bakit? Nahihiya yung bata dahil mahirap lang yung nanay nila. Diba? Nung narinig ko yung kwento na yan, sabi ko, sarap naman tirisin tong batang to. Diba? All the sacrifices. You see, that's what the cross is. The cross is the suffering that you go through because you will remain faithful and loving to people. Yan ang cross. Amen? Amen. Ikaw, ano bang cross mo sa buhay? Yung pipiliin mong magsalita ng totoo at hindi ikaw magpuril, maghahambal ikaw at matuod. Ano matabo karon? Hay, may imogid. Some people suffer consequences because they speak the truth and they will not lie. The suffering that you will go through, that's your cross. Amen? Another thing, sabi ni Jesus, if you don't carry this cross, you are not going to be worthy of me. When you choose to forgive, mas madali kasing piliin na hindi magpatawad, di ba? Yung nasaktan ka, may ginawang masama sa'yo, ang sasabihin mo, hindi ako magpapatawad sa'yo, mamatay ka na lang. O mamatay ako, hindi ako magpapatawad sa'yo. You know, that's the easiest thing to do. Walang masyadong suffering yan. Pero yung tao, minaltrato ka, and then at the end of the day, you will say, Lord, pinapatawad ko siya, I forgive this person. Yeah, tutulo talaga yung luha mo, masakit talaga yan. It's so painful to forgive. Nag-enjoy ba si Jesus sa cross nung pinako siya at sinasabi niya, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Was he enjoying himself there on the cross? No, it was painful for him. Forgiving those who hurt you, forgiving those who maligned you, forgiving those who mistreated you. If you choose to forgive and not to take vengeance, the cross is there. Yan ang pasan mong cross. No, sa buhay mo, may mga tao pa ba na hindi mo pinapatawad? Forgive them now. Start forgiving them. Because that's your cross. You have to carry that. And sabi ni Jesus, if you're not going to carry your cross, you will never be worthy of me. Amen? The third thing that our gospel teaches us about discipleship. Number one, a disciple should learn to put God first, above everything, and put God at the center of his life and nothing else. The second thing, a true disciple should learn to take his cross, pick up his cross every day. The third is, a disciple should learn to lose his life so that he will find it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find life. And anyone who tries to save his life will lose it. You see, this is a paradox. Ang sabi ng Diyos, para ma-save mo at makuha mo yung buhay mo, ibigay mo. You know? Kaya palagi kong sinasabi yan every Sunday sa atin, the peace of the Lord is always with you and also with you, Bishop. Now you share your peace with your family in Christ. Bakit kailangan ko i-share? Kasi hindi magkakaroon ng peace ang buhay mo kung tinatago mo yung peace mo na yan para sa sarili mo lang. Kaya tinitingnan ko pag nagpi-peace giving tayo, sino bang tinitingnan mo at ninilingon mo sa peace? Yung kaibigan mo lang. Paano yung tao na matagal mo nang hindi kinakausap? Yun dapat ang puntahan mo during the peace giving. You just go to that person and you just tell that person, hi, good morning. You know, what you're doing? You are extending your peace to him. I'm peaceful. I have the peace of God and I would like you to have a part of that. I'm sharing that with you. If you share your peace with others, the more you will experience peace in your life. Tingnan mo, hindi ka nagbibigay ng peace sa mga kaaway mo, nandiyan sa tabi mo. The peace of the Lord be with you and also with you. Share his peace with one another. Diba? Nakikita ko yan. Nandito ako sa taas, tinitingnan ko kayo. Wa gitaga, extend it, effort. Nga magbati malang doon, no? Sa Tagalog, batiin, di ba? Oh, batiin mo lang. Kahit tingnan mo lang at mag-smile ka, good morning. Oh. Eh, Bishop, nagsimangot ulit, hayaan mo siya. As long as you're willing to share your peace, you will have peace in your life. Tingnan mo, pag ganyan-ganyan ka lang, oh, pag uli mo sa inyo, pagtapos it misa, ay, nabuisit, yun ako sa simbahan nga ron. Grabe. Kaninong kasalanan? Simbahan? Hindi. You're not willing to share. Yan ang sinasabi ni Lord. You have to give up your life. Share it with others. Give it to others. That you will find what true life is. Minsan kasi sinasabi natin, kalipay it atong kabuhi. Pero imong ginahambal mong kalipay. Sa minatunay, bukot at kalipay ron. It's not really joy. Yung taong malaming kagalit, tapos nakabili lang ng relo, sasabihin niya, I'm so happy. You know, just... Bukas, sira na yung relo mo. Sira na rin yung araw mo. Diba? You want to have that abundant life. You want to enjoy that peaceful life. You want to enjoy that joy that is permanent regardless of the circumstances. Meron kang joy. Do you want that? Then you give up whatever it is that you're holding on to that are temporary. And you will have life. Amen? I know one priest who is a businessman, ganun din. Hindi niya maiwan-iwan yung business niya kasi napakaganda ng negosyo niya. But the call of God in his life is now evident. Tinatawag na talaga siya ng Diyos. You know, you have to come. And sabi niya, Lord, hindi ko maiwan yung negosyo na to. And finally, sleepless night, hindi na siya makatulog. Finally, one night, he said to God, okay. Sabi niya, Lord, I turn this business over to my nephew, and I will follow you. And you know what? Sabi niya, the day I said that, ang sarap na ng tulog ko araw-araw. Nakakatulog na ako. He sleeps well, you know? You lose your life only to find it. A disciple of Christ is someone who knows that in losing, you will gain. Amen? And you have to be willing to lose your life for His sake. Finally, the fourth one. Tatapos na rin tayo. The fourth one. I just want you to really get this. The power, this is important, the power of doing little things. Okay? Anong sabi ni Lord? If you give a cup of water to the least of this, you will certainly not lose your reward. What is God trying to say? Huwag kayong mag-antay ng malalaking opportunities to show your love. Do it every day in little things. Even a cup of water that you share. Sabi niya, the little things we do for God, no matter how small and insignificant it is in the eyes of people, will never escape God's attention. Any act of kindness, any act of mercy, any act of love, no matter how small and insignificant in the eyes of people, will never escape the attention of God. Mapupuna ng Diyos yan. At ito pang maganda, hindi lang mapupuna ng Diyos, sigurado ako i-reward ng Diyos. Yan ang sabi niya. I will reward it. The small act of kindness. I was in Pandan. Nandun ako. And hindi naman nila ako kilala. Unlike dito sa cathedral, alam na ng mga acolyte. Pagkatapos ng homily, alam na ng acolyte, tubig na yan. Kasi by the time matapos yung homily, dry na yung throat ko, mag-uubo na ako. The acolytes know that. That's why mapapansin nyo pag nagbimisa, akyat ng akyat ang mga yan, tubig, bishop, tubig. You know, when I was in Pandan, hindi nila ako kilala. They don't know. Mainit doon, basang-basa na ako. Okay? At nahihiya naman ako magsabi ng, psh, psh, tubig. So tahimik na lang, ano? Nagdadasal na lang, sana hindi ako mag-collapse. And there was this one acolyte who came up to me and sabi, gusto mo uminom ng tubig, bishop? Ang sarap ng feeling. Sabi ko, Lord, napapansin mo yan. Hindi yan tago sa mata ng Diyos. Tubig lang yan. Maraming tubig sa bahay, maraming tubig sa aklan. Pero sa oras na yun na kailangan ko, may nag-offer. You understand what I'm saying? Let us not forget the small things. Let's do it to our brothers and sisters. Yung nag-birthday, batiin nyo naman. Pag alam mong birthday niya. Maliit na bagay lang yan, di ba? Di ba? Eh, Bishop, eh, birthday lang naman yan eh. Binati mo. Hindi mo alam, sa buong mundo, ikaw lang yung bumati sa kanya. Dahil marami siyang hindi bati. But you're able to say, happy birthday. Or, yung maliit na bagay, yung may nakita kang kapatid mo sa simbahan, nag-smile ka lang. Pag-smile mo, kumusta? Yun pala, pasan niya na yung mundo sa problema niya, hindi mo alam. Sa simpleng ngiti na ibinahagi mo sa kanya, lumuwag yung puso niya. Okay? Do not take for granted the little things. Kasi minsan iniisip natin, pagdating sa panahon, Lord, mamamatay ako para sa'yo. Huwag ang layo niya. Don't wait for those things. I want to do great things for God. Mauubos na yung buhay mo, hindi ka pa rin may nagagawa para sa Diyos. But what if you try to do little things every day? Only the little things. Sabi nga ni Mother Teresa, sabi niya, what God really wants is for us to do little things with great love. Gawin mo yung maliliit na bagay para sa kapatid mo, pero malaking pag-ibig ang nasa puso mo. Okay? I'll give you one area. Yung mga na-hospital, bisitahin nyo lang, puntahan nyo lang. Diba? You visit them. Try to find out. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Bakit absent ngayon? Wala sa upuan niya. Magtanong-tanong kaya kayo, baka may sakit na sa bahay. Diba? Kilala nyo na yung mga katabi nyo. Diba? Hindi naman kayo nag-aalis lang dyan eh. Alam ko na yung upuan nyo pag Linggo. Lalagyan ko na ng mga pangalan nyo yan. Okay? You stay there. So pag Sunday, pag upo mo, alam mo na kaagad eh. Katabi ko dito, si Brother Romy. Dito sa kabila, si ganito. Alam mo na yun. Sa Sunday na nagsimba ka, wala yung katabi mo. Find out. Why is that person absent? Bakit absent? May sakit siguro. Oh, kilala nyo bang ano? Alam nyo ba yung number ni ganito? Alam nyo ba yung bahay niya? Oh, parang dyan yan nakatira sa ganito, ganito. Okay, puntahan nyo. Pagpunta mo doon, tama, may sakit nga. Wala man lang bumisita. Pero yung pagbisita mo, yung pagkukumusta mo, napakaliking bagay. Nagdulot ng encouragement sa kanya. Maliit na bagay lang yun. Diba? But you do it with love. With the love of Christ. So those are the four things about discipleship, the cause of discipleship. God should be first in our life. We have to take up our cross. Okay? Then, ano yung third? Ano yung third? Huh? Oh. Dare to lose your life for His sake, and fourth, do the little things for God. Amen.